Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbeisai. Good evening and a guten Chodesh Kislev, Be'ezras Hashem. We are in Shara Bitachen. Chavis Halvav is Shara Bitachen, Perek Dalid. In my Lev Tov edition, it's page Shin Lamed Gimel. The paragraph beginning, Uperush HaChelek HaSheni. The Chavis HaVavis is applying bitachon, how we apply bitachon to the various areas of our existence. Number one was the most immediate, and that is your own personal welfare in terms of sustenance, health, life and death. And now he's talking about number two, which is what we're calling the added layer of parnasa. Parnasa not vis-a-vis your subsistence, but parnasa in the broader sense of your fortune, your estate, your broader bank account, not what you need for day-to-day living. That was the first level. The next level is your possessions, the things you own, not an issue of personal welfare, okay? Okay. So now, the second realm of bitachon relates to a person's possessions, the sibayis tarfoi, and his means of parnasa. Again, like we said before, don't confuse this with what we were talking about up till now. This is already the level of parnasa beyond what you need, the extras, if we'll call it that. Savings, lofne asokov b'mischar malacha, business dealings, alichos hadrochim, travels for business, business relationships, work relationships, an employer, an employee. There are different types of bitachon that each of those have to have. A person who is a politician, we'll call it that, a person who works for the king, a person who's a part of the royal court. He's basically listing different professions, bookkeeping, contracting, banking, being a scribe, and all kinds of other areas that will relate to Parnassa, such as very distant travel across deserts or seas. And other such things that people engage in to earn money in excess of what they need for basic living. So how do we apply the concept of bitachon here when it comes to earning beyond your basic needs? So Chavis HaVavis has a stark shita here. He says you should engage in your job, in your profession. Your goal in Parnasa should be to earn a basic living. To be able to earn adequately in order to be able to live at a decent level. We're not talking about earning to an extent of bread and water. He's talking about earning to an extent of being able to live at a decently comfortable level. Okay? Now, what if I want to earn more than that? What if I want to become rich? What if I want to have a lot more money than I really need? So listen to what he says. If Hashem decrees that he should have more than that, he will get it without making the efforts. As long as he trusts Hashem in this way. Meaning, what he's saying is like this, and this is a chiddush, it has to be well understood. He's saying like this. When you are figuring out your degree of ishtadlus, as we said before, the concept of ishtadlus, or the practical definition of ishtadlus is to, so to speak, provide Hashem with a natural covering. It's to do an effort that makes sense for your goal. It makes sense for your goal. It's a ishtadlus that can naturally, reasonably, responsibly encompass the money that you need to make out of that ishtadlus. Therefore, for example, we said that panosa doesn't depend on ishtadlus, but ishtadlus might be, it might be contingent on doing it. I know it's a fine point. We've already discussed this plenty. Meaning, Hashem decides how much you should make, but he wants you to provide the conduit. It doesn't matter if you're going to make the conduit wider. That same parnasa is going to trickle through that. So don't make it. Don't bother to make it so wide. But what? Yeah, you have to set it up such that it does make sense in terms of what you need to earn. Meaning, for example, if you need to earn $8,000 this month, and you have a job that you make $50 an hour, okay, it won't do to say, I'm going to work diligently for 2 hours a day and trust that Hashem will provide me with the parnasa that I need. Because 2 hours a day at a $50 an hour job is not a reasonable means, is not a reasonable natural excuse for $8,000. It doesn't add up. You have to set up a ishtadlus that reasonably covers that those $8,000. Okay. So now, let's say a person comes and says, okay, so I'll make the equation. Let's say in order for me to get to my monthly keep, I need to work for 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day constitutes a responsible, reasonable, natural effort toward the amount that I need per month. But you know what? I'd like a lot more than that. I'd like a lot more than that. And therefore, I am going to work for 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day. Chavis HaMavis says not to do that. The ishtadlus that you set up should be based on your needs, not beyond that. And then he says, if Hashem decided to give you more than that, you'll make it anyways. How does that work? So here, this is going to be a little more difficult to illustrate in the case of a paid per hour job. But let's say in business, the efforts that a person does in setting up a business. Business is something pretty unpredictable. If you put in reasonable efforts to have a decent business situation going, you never know where it'll suddenly take off. The Chavis HaMavis is saying, if you set up your business such that it can comfortably earn you what you need for the month, if Hashem decides you should have more than that, he will make your business boom, way beyond your expectations. But don't set your ishtadlis up in the first place beyond your needs, because the assumption is, the starting point is that your ishtadlis, your chiyuv ishtadlis, your obligation of ishtadlis is for your needs. That's what Hashem expects of you. That's what Hashem wants you to do. If Hashem decides you should have more than that, he will give you that more through those means. Through those means. It might be natural, right? It can make sense that a business will take off a lot more than expected. If it's a paid per hour job, you never know where you'll suddenly get a raise, where a different opportunity will come your way, etc. But he's saying it won't depend on the extra efforts. And the extra efforts are not going to add anything. So therefore, you're going to put in those extra efforts. It's not going to make you more. It's not going to make you more. Or Hashem might work out other ways to prevent you from getting the more. You may suddenly have, let's say a person decides this month, he would like to earn another $2,000 to go on a certain vacation. Something he doesn't need. I don't want to necessarily use that example because sometimes that's mamish a need sometimes. But let's say he wants to have more than he needs. He's going to put in the effort to make another $2,000 this month. Something that he knows is more than he needs. Okay, and then all of a sudden some crazy medical expense comes up throughout the month. He has to spend the $2,000 on that. So he says, okay, well, it's a shame that I wasn't able to get that luxury item that I wanted or do that vacation, but it's a good thing that I put in this extra effort because look, this unexpected expense hit. Chavos HaLevavos is saying, no, the idea wasn't in the first place. You weren't meant to have those $2,000. You put in extra effort, you're still not going to have those $2,000. Hashem will take it away from some other direction. In the Chavos HaLevavos' world, there is never justification for doing yishtadlis for more than you need. And also, he says it won't help. If you're supposed to get it, you'll get it through the reasonable, normal yishtadlis toward your means. And if you're not supposed to get it, putting in those extra efforts won't help you. So what if a person says, hey, look, it's a fact. I doubled my work hours and I made twice as much. The Chavos HaLevavos might tell you that had you not done that, you would have gotten a job offer with twice as much pay per hour. In other words, what the Chavos HaLevavos is saying, that yes, set up a hishtadlus, a conscientious hishtadlus for your needs. And your needs, I'm adding this, based on other authorities. Your needs can be padded. You don't have to figure out in advance, down to the cent, how much do I need? Your needs could mean with a comfortable margin, because that's part of having your needs comfortably. But don't make hishtadlus beyond that. Don't try to set up a hishtadlus system in order to get more than your needs. And again, he comes back to, A, don't do more than that. And B, once again, as with everything else, do not really rely on those efforts as your cause of parnasa. You realize that this is what Hashem decreed for you, and the efforts is merely the conduit that Hashem asked you, so to speak, to volunteer, to help him, I shouldn't use those words, to partner with him in. If a person is not intended to have more than his needs, then you can try all you want. You're not going to get it. No means will get that to you. But if you trust Hashem, you can approach your business without stress. You can approach your business again, do it diligently, do it conscientiously. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, you have to be a hustler. You have to have a responsible worth ethic, but not stress, not stress. You have to go about it serenely with the attitude of, I am going through the motions. This is not the cause. It's not the source of my parnasa. Hashem will decide what I should get. I just have to punch my ticket and he'll give it to me. You know what we'll say? If you want a mashal l'ma'adav adayma, if you have a cashier who works in a store, the cashier does not have to be busy trying to figure out, are the hours that I'm working really reflecting income that warrants my salary? That's not his business. It's not his business. He has to come do his hours. The boss gives him the salary that was agreed on. It's not, whenever a cashier doesn't work according to a percentage. A cashier doesn't earn the money that he makes. The cashier has to do the agreed upon hours, and then the boss gives him the agreed upon salary. He does not have to be figuring out whether the hours justify the salary or not. Or whether, meaning, he might want to decide that this is not worth this job. He wants to go to a different job. But I mean the other way around. You shouldn't start worrying, oh, the hours that I'm working, I didn't actually make $5,000. I don't know if these hours will be able to provide me with what I need. It's independent. It's two different things. So the Chavos HaLevavos is saying the same thing about business that actually does earn you your income, so to speak. Hashem decided what you should get. He's going to give that to you, provided that you do your hours. What do your hours mean here? It means your reasonable yishtadlus efforts. But therefore, do them serenely. Once you know that what you're doing is reasonable, responsible, don't be busy obsessing. Did I miss something? Maybe my strategy could be better. Do it diligently, energetically, but without stress. There's no room for stress, because once you're doing it responsibly, you will get what Hashem decided for you. And if you don't get it, that means that this is what Hashem decreed this month. Had you had a better strategy, you wouldn't have gotten it either. And trust, trust that no, the parnosa that was meant for you will not go to anybody else. And you will not, what you're supposed to get will not come any earlier or later than Hashem decided for you to get it. Okay, now he's going to go on now to add an interesting point relevant to employer-employee dynamics, but we will save that, Bezos Hashem, for tomorrow. We'll end here for tonight. Good night and a guten Chodesh.
Good Chodesh, thank you very much.
Guten Chodesh, Bruchim to you.